The latest WASDE report came out earlier this week, and Kim, there were some big numbers in that report.
Well, that's a pretty big report, and it's a lot of surprises in this report. So you look at production in the United States for corn and soybeans. The pre-release estimate was 15,174,000,000 bushels for corn. Big harvest. It came in at 15,278, above expectations. You look at soybeans, a big harvest of 4.254 billion expected. It came in at 4.425, 175 million above expectations. However, if you look at any stocks for corn and beans, corn, they expected 2.8 billion, came in at 2.756. So they increased the demand estimate there. Soybeans, they expected 524 million, they got 610 million. So I think it's negative for beans, positive for corn. If you look at wheat, it's real negative for wheat. The expectation was 946 million bushels. It came in at 1.044 billion bushels, about 100 million bushels above expectations. I think that's going to be negative for U.S. wheat prices.
We always seem to focus on stuff happening in the Ukraine and Russia in that region, the Black Sea area. Where are we with those estimates?
Well, right now the production looked like it's going to be about 200 million bushels above last year. You've got higher production in Russia, and that's still an unknown. You look at U.S. estimates for Russia, it's about 2.85 billion bushels. There's some analysts in Russia that have that crop at 3 billion bushels. So there's still some uncertainty there. Ukraine about the same to slightly higher than last year. The Black Sea area, higher production and higher exports.
With all of that information and where we are with the calendar, do you foresee us hitting a bottom of the wheat prices here soon?
Well, I think wheat prices are relatively close. I think we've got that harvest pressure from the Black Sea area already in the market. Could be some surprises there, but not much. The big uncertainty right now, I think, is Australia. They're looking at about a 400 million bushel increase in crop from about 550 to over 900 million bushels. We'll see if they can get that crop in the bin. But I think that's already in the price. And so we should be near the bottom for wheat prices and maybe pick up just a little rally.
Just briefly, where are we with the soybeans and the corn prices?
I think corn prices have probably bottomed out. They've been near the, not historical low, but the low we've seen the last 5 or 6 years. I think corn prices have probably bottomed out with the increased ending stocks for soybeans. I think we might see beans going a little bit lower.
Okay, thank you very much, Dr. Kim Anderson, grain marketing specialist here at Oklahoma State University.